to see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a morning view of my neighbor's shadowed lawns, the chain link fence that divides our properties and the Hudson River in the distance, comes to us from yours truly, as I decided to look back in the archives and found this photo from July 18th of 2020, when River House was new, and I decided to enjoy my new property with a simple outdoor breakfast of oatmeal and coffee before I had to go to work at my second job. The impossible dream had come true, but there was still a need to pay for it, as I was making a graceful departure from my previous place and was paying two mortgages at the time. And the second job lasted all that summer until the increasingly hostile work environment at my part-time job, did I say that? And the Lord's call to finish my master's degree in Christian counseling moved me to set myself free from the 16-hour workdays and to let go of responsibilities that were no longer mine and to focus on moving into my purpose in Christ. I finished my master's thesis on Halloween, and no sooner was the email sent with that to my advisor that I got the call, from the Lord to go to Freedom in Christ Ministries, CFMU, their Community Freedom Ministry University, to be educated and trained to be a CFMA, a Community Freedom Ministry Associate, or a trained encourager who is certified to lead others through the steps to freedom in Christ. Well, it's Friday, and after leading three men through the steps to freedom in Christ in 4 days, I have more reasons than the last day of the traditional work week to say thank God. I was honored to encourage these men to confess all the areas of their lives that they wanted to resolve with the Lord, and hope that they will be diligent to keep working to maintain and increase their freedom in Christ. Just like I had to work that second job for a time before I felt secure in my new home and in letting go of my responsibilities of the past, these men should continue in the faith work of meditating on who they are in Christ and of reminding themselves of all they accomplished in their freedom appointments. I myself still meditate, pray through, and thank God through the Who I Am in Christ list every morning, because I am truly grateful for all that the Lord has done for me in my faith walk, and because it sets a solid foundation from which I can walk into each new day with the peace, joy, and confidence that comes from knowing I really am a child of God. I really am in Christ, and all the statements are true about me. I also advise these men that now that they've experienced a measure of freedom in Christ, that they they maintain it and to increase it is by telling others of what the Lord has done in their lives. We are overcomers, and as Revelation 12:11 tells us, we overcome the enemy by both the blood of the Lamb, the forgiveness and new life we have been given in Christ, and by the word of our testimony. We are to stand and bear witness and testify what the Lord has done for us. So let's testify and demonstrate that we are actually following the Lord by continuing in our journey through Lent with day 27 of our current series as we walk through the 40-day journey with Dietrich Bonhoeffer. As a reminder, and as we will say each day of this journey, we take this path to mark the season of Lent and to draw closer to God in anticipation of the celebration of Easter, knowing that if we take this journey of repentance seriously, we will not only see the days and seasons change, the Lord will use it to change us too. You can sign up for this devotional yourself by going to the Bible Gateway link on the blog. And so let's jump into day 27. And day 27 does have a note on it in parentheses. And it says, when Bonhoeffer speaks of community, he means any gathering of Christians, including the family. And honestly, I'm not sure why they share that note, but it's there. Anyway, Bonhoeffer writes, the first service one owes to others in the community involves listening to them. Just as our love for God begins with listening to God's word, the beginning of love for other Christians is learning to listen to them. We do God's work for our brothers and sisters when we learn to listen to them. So often, Christians, especially preachers, think that their only service is always to offer something when they are together with other people. They forget that listening can be a greater service than speaking. Many people seek a sympathetic ear and do not find it among Christians because these Christians are talking even when they should be listening. But Christians who can no longer listen to one another will soon no longer be listening to God either. They will always be talking, even in the presence of God. End quote. And the biblical wisdom they pair with that passage is from Job 13:17, and the Word of God says, "Listen carefully to my words, and let my declaration be in your ears." And I didn't look up the verse, so I don't know if that's Job speaking or someone else, one of his friends or frenemies, as we could say in that story, as they didn't really listen and understand where Job was coming from, and they thought he had done something to deserve all the things that happened to him. So we should be quick to listen. And now I understand, I guess the parentheses that community includes the family is that the authors want you to listen to your family, not just at church. I guess there is some practical application behind that instruction. So we should listen to our church family as well as our real families and hear one another, as we'll dive into with the questions to ponder. The first question is, what do you think of Bonhoeffer's statement that the beginning of love for other Christians is learning to listen to them? The beginning of love for other Christians comes from listening to them means that we really show our love for our brothers and sisters in Christ when we silence ourselves and give them our presence and attention to hear their confessions, their questions, and their comments and concerns. When we are heard, we know we are being cared for and respected. We are validated when someone listens and seeks to understand us. That people would take the time to hear you and acknowledge what you have to say shows they care. So how much more should a Christian show their love for others than by listening to the people in our lives? The next question is, in what way is listening to our brothers and sisters doing God's work for them? Listening to our brothers and sisters can allow us to do the good works God has prepared for us. If we listen, we can address needs, offer encouragement, offer advice, offer God's wisdom, and offer friendship and love. God would have us truly listen to the people we are trying to help, as Jesus met people where they were. And the third question is, why do you suppose so many people find it difficult to listen? People can find it difficult to listen because they are eager to express themselves and tell others what they think, how they feel, or what they know. Some people in conversation are so focused on what they are going to say next that they fail to listen and assume that they already know where the other party is coming from and what they are going to say next. We can want to express ourselves and be heard so much ourselves that we can forget about the other person. We should thus be intentional to take pauses before we speak so we can be sure that we listen to the other person before we respond to them. We can also repeat or reiterate what the other person said to us to both confirm our understanding that we heard them correctly and to validate that they are being heard. My goodness. I hope you didn't listen to that. So listen up the next time you converse with someone. I'm so busy speaking, I don't listen to myself. Anyway, we move along to the psalm fragment, and so you should listen to this as I read from Psalm 81, verses 11 through 13. But my people did not listen to my voice. Israel would not submit to me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own counsels. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. And the psalmist is speaking for God there, and documenting the fact that the nation of Israel didn't listen to the Lord, and that he surrendered them to their own wisdom, which was folly, to say the least. And so this passage of Scripture, you know, really indicates that we really need to be listening to what the Lord has to tell us. And one way we can hear his voice is by reading his word, and through prayer, of course. But, you know, we want to listen to God and walk in his ways. And so we need to know what God is telling us in order to do that. So we need to listen. As we move along to journal reflections, let's see, the prompting for the first journal reflection is: write about a time when you benefited from having another Christian listen to you. All throughout my journey of faith, and specifically during my walk through the Christian Recovery Program at my local church, I have benefited from having other Christians listen to me. At the end of each recovery meeting, we had a men's discussion period where we were presented with questions based on the evening's teachings. Everyone was given the opportunity to respond with the assurance that they wouldn't be interrupted with crosstalk. Those sessions were wonderful opportunities to verbally express what we were going through or thinking about without the fear of judgment and without anyone rushing in to offer advice. We were allowed to speak and be heard, and I feel that talking it out and being listened to is great support for recovery and for our life of faith in general. The next journal prompting is: write about your experience as a listener. Are you a good listener? Did you feel like you were doing God's work as you listened? I have to admit, I have a tendency to want to speak or to teach when I sit down to talk with a disciple or counsel someone, but I have learned to be more intentional about allowing the other person to have their say before I respond. I've been told by some that I am a good listener, and after sessions of hearing people go through the steps of freedom in Christ, I understand that a huge part of being an encourager is to let the other person talk. And when you see the transformative work of healing and people gaining their freedom in Christ, you get a real sense that you are doing the work God would have you do. And as we move along in the study to the intercessions, they ask us to think about someone in your community of faith who never seems listened to. Pray that they might have the courage to speak what is on their hearts and minds, and pray that you would have the compassion and interest to listen to them. So let's pray. Lord God, I pray for those among us who may be timid or who are very slow to speak and who thus never seem to be listened to. Lord, I pray for these quiet saints among us that they would find the courage to be open, honest, and vulnerable enough to speak about what is on their hearts and minds, and that I and others in the body of Christ would be there for them to show love and compassion by listening to them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And finally, the prayer for today is, Lord Jesus, may I have the grace to listen to you and learn from you. May I have the grace to listen to and learn from others. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. That completes our walk through day 27 of the 40-day journey of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, as today is the 27th day of Lent. And we'll keep on walking and talking with God through this devotional until we're done. And if I planned it right, we'll be finishing on on the Saturday before Easter. We'll see how that works out. I'm pretty sure I'm almost positive I counted it out correctly. So I think we're on track. Of course we're on track. I'll confirm that later. but we're on track. And we would like to remind you, we invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where we always share insights and prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ to their walk. So if you'd like to listen to A.W. Pink, you know, he wrote a book called The Sovereignty of God, and we are currently sharing from chapter 11, where he addresses difficulties and objections. And today he focuses on perhaps the difficulty of discussing the fact that, quote unquote, God loves everybody. So if you want to see what A.W. Pink has to say about God loving everybody, go to mtforchrist.org, and you'll see that resource at the end of today's blog post. As also at the end of today's blog post, there are a bunch of links and encouragements, basically to join our Victory Over the Darkness, Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ series of discipleship classes via the MT for Christ 24/7 podcast. We also have a YouTube channel where you can find those classes. And if you wanted to, you can email me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com to receive the class materials, to share your progress, and to be encouraged. Also, we invite you, with those links at the bottom, we invite you to join our Facebook group for Ask, Seek, Knock, that my wife, Tammy Lynn, created. And if you wanted to listen to, she has a blog of her own, and she has a podcast as well. Although she is, you have to give her some grace. She is currently going through school, so I don't think there's been any podcast or blog post recently. But if she's listening to this, I'm sure I just convicted her. But I would tell her to listen and to understand that we give encouragements when we can, and we take care of what's in front of us, you know, first. You know, we have to prioritize things. And while giving encouragement is always a good thing to do, sometimes in different seasons we have other things that demand our attention. So do your schoolwork, Tammy Lynn. We fully support you and all that you do. And we'd love to hear you talk. So if you wanted to do a podcast, we'd listen to it. Anyway, and we talked about listening to God, and obviously we would do that through Bible study. If you wanted to listen to our Bible study that we do once a week with Arthur and Susanna Sincotti, you can find that in the podcast and in the YouTube channel as well under Bible Study with the Sincottis, as we have studies that go all the way back to April of 2021. So if you don't have a Bible study of your own and you want to sit in and listen in on what we have to say and prayerfully be encouraged by us, go to the podcast and the YouTube channel to find those studies. Well, today is Friday, and although it is the traditional end of the work week, my job's somewhat non-traditional in the fact that I have to work tomorrow. But you know what? I'm still encouraged that it's, you know, just one more day of work tomorrow, and then I'll have a day off to worship the Lord and be with my wife as we'll enter into Sunday, just in 48 hours. Let's get to Friday and keep going and, you know, keep walking and talking with God through our work day. But let's first pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Lord, we thank you so much for all the work you've done this week through the Steps to Freedom in Christ appointments that I encourage men through, and the Freedom in Christ course that we did on Tuesday. And now, Lord, we just need to do our day job. So we need your help with that. Lord, we need you to go before us and help us and guide us in the way we should go today. Open our eyes to the things you want us to see and lead our steps in the way we should do it. Lord, and we also pray for anyone who might be reading or listening to this message, Lord, that you'd come alongside them and their prayer requests and their walk of faith. Lord, we all desperately need your guidance and your love, and Lord, we're ready to receive it. So we're asking and we're seeking and we're knocking to receive all that you have for us. Lord, because all we want to do is represent you and your kingdom on the earth and to walk in our freedom in Christ and to help others find their salvation and their freedom in Christ. So we just pray that you would help us to do that today. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we love you, and we pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.